because if you don't mind, before you go there, so would you suggest that a mental process claim, if the claim was written to a machine performing a process, which it just so happened that process could also be performed in your head, but the claim was in fact a machine claim, you wouldn't suggest that's unpatentable under the mental process exception, would you?
Well, again, as in Fluke, you've got to look at what was invented. And it's true that in some instance you might attach a machine to it, and then we get back into all the line of cases that ask what you've got when you've got that, but you have to ask what the inventor has invented.
Look, I don't know if you're thinking the same way I am, but your statement would suggest to me that all software is now unpatentable if we rule that this case a mental process is unpatentable, because my concern is I'm not going to go too far.
Yeah, no.
And I'm worried about creating a slippery slope here. If I say mental processes are unpatentable, is the result of that if you put a mental process on a machine, i.e. software and allopat means plus function type claims or state street means plus function type claims, have I just rendered unpatentable all those things? Because I can't do that.
No, I'm not submitting.